Begin in a moment, Hashem. Okay, good evening, everyone. I hope everybody who's fasting is fasting well. So I mentioned last night, we began discussing, or we went back to the topic about things that are typically used in the fashion that they are connected and disconnected, attached and detached, built and destroyed. And I said over basically two approaches to understanding the heter to connect things which are meant to be connected and disconnected. Is the heter simply just that? As long as that's the style, for whatever reason, this type of thing is put together and taken apart, put together and taken apart, so you're allowed to put it together in Shabbos, it's not called building. Or that was the opinion we attributed to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. I think that's more or less what he holds and others hold. But they said from the Chazon Ish that it has to be something which you need to be able to put it back, put it together, and take it apart in its use. Meaning, the use of it requires both statuses. In other words, like a jar, you twist the cover onto the jar when you want the stuff to stay in and not to spill and to stay fresh, and you take the cover off when you want to be able to access the food and put more food in and take food out, etc. So they're both matzavim, both statuses, that's the right word, that are integral to the use of the kli. So that you're allowed to do. But if it's something that's really, the way you use it is by assembling it. Just that you don't always leave it assembled. You take it apart afterwards for convenience reasons or for side reasons other than the actual use of the kli. The Chazon Ish said there's no heter. Like he said, electricity, he holds his bone, it's building. And the fact that we're constantly turning it on, turning it off, he says that doesn't help, because the turning it off is only because you don't need it. When you don't need it anymore, you turn it off. But the use of electricity is having it on. It's not like the jar where it's used into situations. Okay, basically, okay. So now getting to Lego. So a Lego, arguably should be mutter, like either understanding. Because the Lego is meant to be put together and then take it apart, and you take it apart to use it further. And as you put it together to have fun, or the child is playing with it to have fun, to make his tower or whatever he's making, and that's how he enjoys himself. And then he takes it apart as a way to continue using it, to have the pieces available again to connect them in a different fashion. So arguably, it would meet the Chazon Ish's criteria. That having been said, there are those that still say that no, Lego is not okay. It is not included in this heter. Why? Because Lego inherently, the pieces are put together and taken apart to play with. But the truck isn't, or the tower isn't. What do I mean? I mean, when you make a tower with the Lego, you make a truck with the Lego. So the use of the tower is not to take it apart, and it's the tower is a tower. It's finished. End of story. But you want the Lego pieces, so you break apart this Kaylee in order to use the Lego. But who says you're allowed to do that? You made a Kaylee. You made a truck. You made a tower. You made a whatever the child made with his Lego. So once you made it, so the use of that item is when it's intact, when it's assembled. The Lego pieces you want to be able to reuse, so you want to take them apart to reuse them. But perhaps you don't have a right to break the truck that you made. You made a truck. The kid made a child made a truck. So what's the heter to break apart the truck? To get the Lego pieces. But the truck is not meant to be taken apart. At least not for the purpose of the truck. So it's just a side thing. It's meant. So yeah, it fits for Shlomo Zalman's description, because that's the way you use it. You put it together, take it apart, fine. But Levita Chazon Ish, maybe it's still not okay, because the fact that you take it apart, but you don't, you're not taking the truck apart for the tachlis of the truck. Okay, maybe it's a little subtle. I don't think it's so subtle. I think you can hear pretty well. The bottom line is, so So could you use Lego or not? Well, so Rosh Lama Zalman himself says a different svara anyway to be matir Lego. And then he says that, what's the issur of Lego? Building? Who's building? The 8-year-old, the 7-year-old, whatever, when he makes a truck, he built, he didn't build, he played. He built something, he built a truck. There's talking truck, there's talking building. It's the truck's not a truck, the building's not a building. It's a toy. It's not a truck. He made a truck. Yeah, you can't break a truck on Shabbos. Is that a truck? Is that a city? Is that a tower? It's not. It's just a Lego structure. It has nothing real. There's nothing real about it. So he says, "Kol haroeh eino roeh kein maisa binyan ela maisa nairus ela maisa tzatzuim." All you see is a child playing. You don't see someone building, constructing. That's not called construction. It's a construction toy, but it's not constructing. You didn't construct anything. It's like, saying, let's say the halacha would be, the first time you see an elephant, you make a bracha, mishana priya. So if you see a toy elephant, a stuffed elephant, it's an elephant, make a bracha. It's not an elephant, it's a toy that looks like an elephant. It's meant to resemble an elephant and to have the thrill of playing with it, like you're playing with an elephant. It's nishkin elephant, it's not an elephant. And, it wouldn't be us in a trap it on Shabbos. Or whatever, it's not an elephant, it's a toy. So someone says, this Lego truck, it's a toy, it's not a truck, it's not a Kaylee, it's nothing. The kid's not building, he's playing. So he says, it's not that, really, there's no real Isser. But he still says, but you certainly should encourage it, and an adult shouldn't do it. So the bottom line, what many say is that you could allow children to play with Lego. Small children, at least before the age of Chinuch. Before the age of Chinuch, you could allow them to play with Lego, you don't have to interfere. But you shouldn't play with them, or you shouldn't, you shouldn't build things with like an adult or an older child who's older, should not play with it. And that's really the bottom line that many say, that you could allow small children to play with it as opposed to a pen or a magic marker. If your 4-year-old picks up a magic marker, you try to get him to put it down and to stop, and you tell him that's not, you're not supposed to do that on Shabbos. That's not Shabbos thing. It's not right. You wouldn't just let him play with it, or you shouldn't just let him play with it. If he insists, I'm not saying how far you have to go to stop him. We learned about these things in Chinuch, but you should certainly be moche, and you should certainly bring to his attention that that's not right for Shabbos. Whereas Lego, you can let him say, look, at your age, it's okay. You can play with the Lego. You get a little bit older, I'm not going to let you do this. But again, I'm not saying you should encourage him, but you don't have to discourage him. That's really the bottom line that many say with Lego, and I think that's the proper approach to take. You let small children play with it. Not older children certainly shouldn't play one. Okay. There are some other toys. I'm not so familiar with all the different styles, and there's some other toys that I think are similar to Lego. There are some that are clearly not. Like what I mean is that what's usher about the Lego is that they fasten together somewhat firmly. But let's say just plain old building blocks, like they call them Lincoln Logs, but maybe not the kind that I remember when I was growing up, just blocks, just a wooden block, and you could put one on top of the other, and you could build something. But you one sneeze and it falls apart. There's nothing holding them together. They're just sitting one on top of the other. So that's okay, because that's not called building. There's no hiduk there. It's not attached at all. And who are then certain things? There might be other ones which are in between. They are somewhat attached, but there's no firm attachment. They're loosely attached. They're not firmly attached. It's just a loose connection. And so something like that is okay. I would dare say, I believe something like magnetiles, which I'm also not so familiar with. They didn't have them when I was a child. When my children were young, I don't think they had magnetiles. Now I know, the grandchildren have them now, but I never really studied them. But my impression is that's something which they stick together, just they hold together because of the magnetic pull, and they come apart easily, I believe. If you dropped it from they would come apart, and they're very, very easily separable, and they're not as firm as Lego, which is designed to hold. These aren't designed to hold. There's just a magnetic pull that one keeps the other. So something like that, I believe, is okay to use because it's not mahuda. And the same thing would be true about certain other things that are not firmly attached. Okay, I just maybe just to mention now, we're going going to Purim soon. There's Hashem. Shabbos is going to be Erev Purim. So as a general rule, the halacha is that let's say you want to take a nap on Shabbos because you have to stay up. The Megillah is pretty late this year, pretty late after Shabbos, and you want to make sure that you're awake and that you don't fall asleep. You know, you're listening to the Megillah for 45 minutes or whatever it takes, somewhere between 30 and 45 minutes. You don't want to fall asleep. So you're allowed to nap on Shabbos, even if that's your kavana to be awake for Motzai Shabbos. And but you're not, you shouldn't state. It's considered like a zilzal Shabbos to say, I'm gonna take a nap now because I want to be able to stay up tonight. You shouldn't say that. You go ahead, take a nap. And even if it's understood why, or if you sleep, you take an extra long nap, for that reason, it's okay to do that. It's not an issue of hachana to do that. But as I said, it shouldn't be discussed. It shouldn't be stated that the purpose of why you're doing this now on Shabbos is to serve a function for after Shabbos. Just take your nap and keep it to yourself. Okay, so I think we'll pause here for now. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos and a Freilich and Purim. Sunday Purim, I don't think that there'll be a shir. Hopefully, Beis Hashem will resume on the evening of Monday, which will be going from Purim into, going actually from Shushan Purim, going into beyond Shushan Purim. So resume Beis Hashem Monday. Meantime, have a great Shabbos and a Freilich and Purim.
Good Shabbos and a Freilich and Purim.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.